This is an audio guide for the exercise Your Power Barometer from the book Power Barometer by Josephine Campbell, myself. Please make sure that you will not be disturbed for the next 20 minutes. This audio file is shorter than the exercise, but you will need a little time afterwards to reflect on what you see when we do this visualization exercise. It will give you input about what takes and what gives you energy, personal energy. It is imperative that you keep track of whether your energy is high and low. To do so, you can use your personal power barometer. It's a free imaginary tool that you can use to measure your energy level. It takes up no space, so it's always with you and it's made just for you. The first step is to visualize it. So let's get in a comfortable position. Right? Make sure that you will not be disturbed. No pinging or ringing. Put your phone on silence and your computer on focus mode so you will not be disturbed. And then make sure that you are either seated or reclining in a comfortable position. If you are seated, please make sure you have both feet on the ground and that you're not holding anything in your hands. Your hands are relaxed. If you're sitting there in your lap, doesn't matter how, as long as you're relaxed in your hands. And you just check in with your shoulders. If you're very tensed in your shoulders, you just tense them all you can. And you pull them all the way up to your ears and you tense and you tense and you tense and you tense and then you let go. We do this again and then you are welcome to tense your fist as well. Like your fist, your arms, your shoulders, all the way up to the ear and tense them, tense and tense, 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 tense and let go. And when you breathe out, you can imagine you're letting go of all tension. So we're going to do it a third time. Okay, you tense them, tense, 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 and let go. Okay, now you're ready for the exercise. Make sure you're comfortable. So I would like you to start noticing your feet. Notice how the weight of your feet is being pulled by gravity towards the earth. And you notice your calves and your thighs and your hips. So you feel the weight of the lower part of your body being pulled with gravity towards the earth. Now feel the top of your head and imagine that your head is a golden ball balancing perfectly on the top of a pole. That pole is your spine. There is no wrong and right here. Just find what is the balance for you here and now today. It might shift from day to day. Just imagine that your head is a golden ball balancing perfectly on the top of a pole. And that pole is your spine. And then take a deep breath. And move your attention to the lower part of your belly. Just observe how your belly and your lungs raises and lowers as you breathe in and you breathe out. Try to breathe in a slow pace so you control your breath. And when you breathe in, You breathe all the way from the bottom of your belly and all the way up to your collarbones. It's all right to make a pause once your belly and your lungs are full of air. Just hold your breath for a moment. Before you slowly let go of the air. And maybe you feel like taking a longer out breath than your in breath. So you continue a few rounds like this in your own pace. Your head is balancing perfectly on the top of a pole. That pole is your spine. You breathe in slowly in your own pace and try and see if you can do your out breath a little longer than your in breath. And now I would like to invite you to step back in time just a little bit. I like to invite you back to the very moment that you woke up this morning. There is a moment between sleep and awake. Just like a short moment. Try and see if you can feel your bed, your cover, the temperature is probably nice and warm. And you're laying down in bed. Just before you open your eyes, just before you slip from sleep to awake. Then I would like you to imagine a barometer. This is your power barometer. It can be round like a barometer, it can be long like a thermometer. It's your meter. You decide. It has number from 0 to 100. 0 is in the bottom, it's empty. And 100 is in the top, it is full. Can you see it in front of you? Okay, the next question I'm going to ask you, I like you to answer it with your stomach, right? So you don't think about it too much. Just be spontaneous, even if it's like half thought and it's not really well thought through. Just answer with your stomach. There's a reason for this. I know it can be hard if you're a smart person, but give it a try. So, now I'm asking you, please look at the red marker. Where is it now? Just answer with your stomach. Where is it? How full is your power barometer in this very moment where you're just between sleep and awake? And once you've seen this, take a deep breath. And then I would like you to imagine a meeting. In this case, I'd like to invite you to recall a good meeting. Please put yourself in that situation. You're sitting in a meeting room, or you're walking outside. Where are you? Who are you with? Look at the surroundings where you are. Feel the temperature of the air. And look at the faces of the person or people you're with. Try and sense, what is the atmosphere like? And how can you feel that in your body? Dive in to this situation. Look at the faces. What sensations do you have in your body in this very moment where you're in a good meeting? Then I would like to invite you to imagine your power barometer again. Please put it there. And answering with your gut, where is the red marker in this moment? What does your gut tell you? Doesn't have to make sense. Just put it there. And then take a deep breath. This exercise will give you inspiration to define what gives and what takes energy from you. So take a little moment, once you turn off this sound file, to write down what takes energy from you and what gives energy to you. In the book, there's a plus and minus list exercise that you can follow, but you can also just start writing your own notes and then look into the exercise. Please analyze a bit on the two experiences you just had. What do they tell you? I wish you all the best. And I hope this exercise is going to help you to get more energy in your work life, collaborations, and whatever you do. Bye for now.